很高兴在这边可以跟弟兄姐妹一起敬拜神。
So it's my honor to be able to be here to worship with brothers and sisters.
谢谢教会给我的机会来培训弟兄姐妹做门训。
I also thank the church to give me the opportunity to come and disciple all the disciples.
昨天我就讲到一些属灵成长蓝图。
So yesterday I talked about spiritual growth process.
我说我们教会的宗旨陈述是在做门徒训练。
So I talk about our church's mission statement is to do the discipleship.
不但主耶稣叫我们要我们做，而且给我们教我们怎么做。
Jesus not only told us to do it, he also taught us how to do it.
所以我就提炼一个所谓四传的模型。
So I have given a sort of a model with four ways, four steps.
传福音，传生命，传服事，传出去。
So you spread the gospel, spread the life, you send it out.
Share, certify, serve, and send. 他没有参加，所以他不知道。好，我出了这个四套的 DVD.
So I have four DVDs.
传福音、门徒训练啊，还有带查经，然后同工领袖是教会培育同工的，这是宣教是一套的四套东西。
So it's about how to do Bible study, how to spread gospel, how to do discipleship training.
而且是一些门徒训练的书。
And these are some books about discipleship training.
所以如果弟兄姐妹有兴趣的话，可以订购。我因为带的来不多，已经卖光了。然后呢，喜欢的话，你可以跟建华弟兄，他还有一个单子可以填，我们就一起寄过来啊。这个大概是半价的时间啊，如果从世界寄过来。
So the ones that I bought are sold out. So if you're still interested in buying more, you can talk to Brother Jian Hua. You can order more. This is a time for 50% off. This is a good deal.
今天的题目是平衡喜乐的人生。
Today we're talking about balance and joyful life.
某个意义是我昨天讲灵修那课的从神的力的结合的第二部分。
So this is what kind of like the second part of what I talked about yesterday about devotional.
比如生活，弟兄姐妹生活。是不是平衡喜乐呢
？So I don't know if any of you guys have a balanced and joyful life.
但是非常忙，但是忙的事倍功半呢
？Well, you're really busy, but you don't know what you're doing.
有没有忽干？没有那么多力量呢
？If you're dry and if you're powerless.
所以今天跟大家分享这个题目来互相勉励。
So I would like to share this topic so that we can encourage each other.
今天讲到平衡喜乐人生呢，先要介绍我的家。
So to talk about balance and joyful life, we talk about my family first.
左手边是太太，右手是儿子。
My wife and my son.
没有他们支持我，就很难到处去传福音。
Without their support, it's really hard for me to be able to go around to spread the gospel.
谢谢他们的支持。
We appreciate their support.
今天的分享的话，我分四个大段。
So there's going to be four major points that I'm going to share about.
第一个是干枯无力。
First is the feeling of powerlessness.
讲我个人的见证。
So I'm going to share about my testimony.
第二是讲到早祷的重点。
The second is going to talk about key to morning prayers.
第三个是早祷的益处。
The third is going to be the benefits of morning prayers.
最后是知心的朋友。
And last I'm going to be talking about a friend who understands.
先是干枯无力。
So first we're going to talk about powerlessness.
我是在香港出生长大的。
So I grew up in Hong Kong.
我中学的时候信了主。
I accepted Jesus when I was in high school.
信了主以后，我将生命献给神，我希望神用到我来服侍他。
So at that time, I dedicated my life to Jesus. I want the Lord to use my life.
怎么具体去献给神服侍他呢
？So how do I give him my life and to serve him?
我很喜欢看中国的国文跟历史。
So I like to read about Chinese literature and Chinese history.
看到中国近200年历史里面有很多的痛苦。
So I saw, I read about a lot of sufferings in the recent 200 years of history.
帝国主义打来。
The imperialism.
日本侵华。
And the Japanese and the Chinese.
打退日本人回去以后，国共内战。
So after the Japanese gone, then the communists.
I'm
a patriot, so I really feel suffering when I saw my people suffer.
我 说神啊，既然是这样的话，好不好？你用我服侍我的同胞来服侍你。
So, so I prayed to God, to ask God to use me so I can serve Chinese people.
我就好好读书。
So I studied hard.
准备以后去帮忙。
So I prepare myself so that I can work for God.
但是我信仰方面当时有两个误区，两个错误。
I realized two mistakes I made with my the walk of faith.
我相信应该是现在社会是严格分工的。
So I believed that in this modern society we need to delegate.
我是基督徒，我去教会去拜聚会。
So I'm a Christian, so I go to church to worship.
但是教会传福音是牧师的事，不是我的事。
I was spreading the gospel is not my job. It's a pastor's job. So I'm going to serve God within my own work.
我第二个误区是说，我相信圣经有错。
And the second misunderstanding I had was that I thought that the Bible had some mistakes.
基业的神很凶，将那些犹太人进了迦南地赶尽杀绝。
So, because I thought that the God of the Old Testament was really mean, and he executed all the people in Canaan.
因为怀疑圣经有错，就不没有好好看圣经。
So, because I believe there were some errors in the Bible, so that I didn't read the Bible completely.
但是我常常祷告，因为我需要神帮助。
I pray frequently because I need God's help.
因为有这个误区的话，发觉到我生命就有一些很奇怪的情况出现。
So, because of those misunderstandings, my life became quite different.
我感觉里面很枯干，很干，感觉神很遥远。
So I feel powerless, and I feel like God is really away from me, far away.
而且呢，很多时候忙来忙去，事倍功半。
So many times I've engaged in many kinds of work, but however, it's not very effective.
心里烦乱。
So I was troubled.
不知道什么原因。
But I didn't know why.
这个现象维持很久的时间。
So this phenomenon actually lasts.
香港念大学研究生来了德州念博士学位。
So I finished the high school, college, and a master's degree in Hong Kong, and I went to Texas to finish my PhD degree.
博士班毕业以后去了南卡大学教书。
After getting a PhD, I went to South Carolina to teach.
在教书的第一年很苦。
So first year my teaching was not easy.
南卡大学比较穷，所以一般来讲不是很起名。
So, the University of South Carolina is not well funded, so, it was hard for me.
但是我们院长是用南海战术，就是集中资源再放在某个系里面，这样系里盖起来以后，就是要拉动整个商学院上来。
So, our dean was using a special strategy, so that we focus all the energy and the funding into one area, so they use that to bring up the entire department.
他选的系就是我去的系，国际商股。
So the department that he focused mainly on was actually the department I was in, which was international finance.
我去了才知道欺上虎背，原来我们国际商股是全美排第二的。
So after I went there, and I realized that actually I went to this business school, which was number two in the U.S.International business.
在这个时候，你到我们国教授的话，很多时候是有很大的压力，就是 publish a perish， 不是发表好的文章就要走的。
So at that time, I really felt pressure because it's as people said that for the professors, you either publish or you perish.
像上个礼拜五晚上分享哈，第一年我非常辛苦，我的教学学生很多时候抱怨。
So as I had shared last night, my first year was really difficult because in my teaching, I have a lot of students complaining.
学生说我的英文有口音，听不懂你的英文，所以考试考不好。
So someone complained about my accent, and they said that was because you had bad accent, so you didn't get good grades.
我的研究坐在那边坐很长时间都没有好的文章发表出来。
I've done research for a long time, but I didn't publish very good papers.
没有成果的话，心里就很急了。
So there was no results, then I became anxious.
就晚上我回到家里吃个饭，我就跑回到系里工作。
So pretty much every day after dinner, I went out for dinner, and then right after that, I went back to work.
周末礼拜六我跑到系里工作。
So on the weekends, I also went back to school to work.
礼拜天我是基督徒，我去敬拜神，完了以后跑到系里工作。
So Sunday, I am a Christian, so I went to church, but right after that, I went to work.
给我太太骂。
So my wife is complaining.
好像家好像旅馆跟餐厅。
And she said that what I have is kind of like a hotel and a restaurant for you.
吃个饭，睡个觉就走了。
So you eat here and you slept here and then you're gone.
我也不喜欢自己。
I didn't have any self either.
生活既不平衡，也没有喜乐。
So my life was not balanced and also not joyful.
但是人在江湖，身不由己。
However, I was there and I couldn't turn back.
我们那年是我们美东南一些教会一起联一起来合办一些退休会。
So that year, the Christians in the southern part of the East Coast.Get together and then we organize a retreat.
我就跟神神啊，我现在很困难，好不好？你跟我说我的问题所在。
So I ask God that I'm in a really bad situation. So can you tell me what the problem is?
我就跟太太去参加这个营会。
So I really my wife and myself went to the retreat.
我说神啊，你请你的透过的仆人跟我说话，不然我死得很冤枉的。
So I ask God, can you just speak to me because you know it's really in bad shape.
神是信实的
，and that's faithful.
他就在主言讲员里大大跟我说我的问题所在。
So through the speakers, God actually spoke to me loudly.
好吧，我们一起来读，你可以读一读中文其他弟兄姐妹可以甚至就读英文。
So let's all read it together. The ones who can read Chinese, please read. Otherwise, you can just read on the screen.
Okay, 来，我是栽培的树。
我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
继续下去，你们要藏在我，
我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子；你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们不能做什么。
讲员讲得非常好，他引用旧约新约非常连贯。
So the speaker was he gave a really good talk, and he uses examples from the Old and the New Testament.
改变我对圣经的看法，原来圣经是没有错，只是以前我不懂得怎么看。
So he changed my view of the Bible, since I realized that the Bible is actually inerrant.
旧约的历史很凶，其实是有历史背景的。
And the Old Testament looks like God was really mean, but actually there is a historical reason.
所以这样的话，以后的话，我好好每天看圣经。
So from that point on, I dedicate myself to read the Bible carefully.
有问题的我放在括号里面，等待问一些其他人，都不会影响到我每天看圣经的习惯。
So if I came across a question, I will actually put it aside, so that that will not be stumbling blocks of my devotion.
所以跟我说，孩子，你虽然很有心，但是你很愚蠢。
God also told me that, well, my son, I know that you're dedicated, but however, you're not the wise.
你跟一个没有信主的人差不多。
You are just kind of like an unbeliever.
你有一个目标，但是每天是靠着自己去干。
You have a goal, however, you rely on yourself to do it.
我说葡萄树，你是枝子的。
I'm the vine, you're the branch.
你要藏在我里面。
You have to be in me.
你离了我，你就不能做什么。
Because apart from me, you can do nothing.
你为什么那么干，没有什么果子，因为你跟我非常遥远。
Why are you so dry? Why don't you bear fruit? Because you are apart from me.
我听了以后，我说神，我听到了。
I heard that, and I said to God, Lord, I hear you.
所以从营会回到家里面。
So after the retreat,
我就跟神祷告。
I pray to the Lord.
我画个时间表，礼拜一到礼拜五上班的时间。
So I made a schedule, so on Monday through Fridays I work.
我就好好做我上班应该做的教书、科研、服务的工作。
So I do what I'm supposed to do at work. So I teach, I do research, and I also serve at school.
五点半下班以后，我就不回到系里工作了。
So after 5:30 after work, I do not go back anymore.
也不带东西回家了。
I do not bring work to home.
我跑步机跑半个小时吹身汗。
So I at home I run in the treadmill.
抓我儿子小的时候跟我一起来洗澡。
So I took my son and we had a shower together.
然后呢，我们下面去同样有煮好饭了，我们来吃饭。
And then after that, we had nice dinner.
那吃完饭以后，我当洗碗机，我替太太洗碗。
So after dinner, I will be the dishwasher, so I will do the dishes.
那下来就看看孩子的功课，有时候带他做门训。
And after that, I will check my son's homework, and we will do discipleship training together.
礼拜六除非星期一。 不回到家里工作。
So on Saturdays, unless there's an emergency, I do not go back to school to work.
白天也不回到家里工作。
So on Sunday, I do not go back to work either.
所以客观里面，我工作时间少了很多。
So indeed, my work hours has reduced.
你来干什么呢？
I will do that.
陪陪家人呢？
I spend time with family.
连续看圣经。
I spend time to do devotion and read the Bible.
去传福音。
I spread the gospel.
然后带弟兄姊妹查经。
And then I read Bible studies.
我说神啊，我要过个平衡的生活。
So I said to God, I want a balanced life.
你看得到呢？
And you take care of me.
我做我的，你要做你的。
I will do my part, and you do your part.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他真的做过。
He really did it.
那年夏天过了以后，秋季。
So after that summer, the fall semester begins.
我的成绩就起飞了。
So actually, my result got better.
学生比较少抱怨我的口音。
The students actually complained about I complained less about my accent.
反而给我教学奖。
And they even gave me a teaching award.
不是一个。
And not just one.
很多个。
Many of them.
我的论文一篇篇出来。
My papers got published one after another.
不是普通期刊，是我们国际上全世界最好的期刊。
So now just the regular publications is actually top publications.
我在南卡大学教书三十几年了。
So it's been more than 30 years that I was teaching. I'm teaching in University of South Carolina.
我成绩最差的一年。
My worst year.
就是我每天晚上去工作。
Was the year that I went back to work every night.
礼拜六去工作。
And I was working on Sundays.
礼拜天工作。
And working on Sundays.
第一年。
And that was my first year.
现在我很多时候周末都出去传道。
So many times now, actually I went to different places to spread the gospel on the weekends.
服侍非常多。
And I spent lots of time to serve the Lord.
当时我成绩不慢的。
But my performance at work was actually great.
今天我11点多回到家，我明天九点钟有一堂要教书的，不是班呢。
So tonight I will be arriving at 11 o'clock, but tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock I'll be teaching the PhD students.
人家说郭老师的时间怎么用的
？So people ask me, how do you use your time, Professor Kwok?
我说我也不懂哎。
I said, well, I don't know either.
我就花出来。
I just draw, I set my schedule.
做应该做的。
I do what I'm supposed to do.
其他的抛出去了。
So the rest I just let it be.
神负责。
God took care of it.
过一个平衡喜乐的人生。
So live a balanced and joyful life.
弟兄姊妹，你生活平衡吗
？Brothers and sisters, is your life balanced?
当你感觉里面很干枯
，Do you feel dry?
事倍功半呢
？Do you feel ineffective?
现在很烦乱。
So you feel anxious?
而且抱怨说，神为什么又好像很遥远呢
？You complain to God why you're so far away.
神说，不要搞错啊。
The guy said, well, you're mistaken.
不是我很遥远。
No, because I'm not far away.
是你很遥远。
Is it you are far away from me?
我是葡萄树，你是枝子。
I'm the vine, you're the branches.
要藏在我里面，我就藏在你里面。
If you're in me, I will be in you.
你就多结果子。
You bear fruit.
因为离了我，你就不能做什么。
Because apart from me, you cannot do anything.
这个是我礼拜五晚上分享的见证，我现在是下一集了。
So what was the testimony that I shared Friday? On Friday, now this is the sequel.
人家问我郭老师，你说藏在主里面这个概念是非常抽象。
And people ask me, well, when you talk about to be in Jesus, that's very abstract to me.
你怎么藏在主里面
？How can you be in Jesus?
所以现在我就告诉你个秘诀的秘
诀。So tell you the secret.
早点爬起来。
Wake up early.
我们来念一下马可福音的一章三十五节，就是我们今天主题经文。来，
耶稣起来到旷野地里，且在那里祷告。
我学习耶稣的榜样。
So I learn from the example of Jesus.
早上比较早起来。
I wake up early.
很多时候天还没有亮。
And many times it was still dark.
太太还在睡觉。
And my wife is still sleeping.
儿子还在睡觉。
My son is still sleeping.
我一直一个人就走到客厅那边去。
So I woke up on my own and I will go to the living room.
唱首歌给神听。
We sing a praise to the Lord.
打开圣经。
Open our Bible.
就灵修了。
And do a devotion.
然后就为你祷告。
And we pray.
不知道弟兄姊妹有没有早上祷告灵修的习惯呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you have a habit of doing devotion and prayers in the morning?
你可以说你们做教授啊时间很弹性，我们啊很忙的。
You may say, well, professors, your time is flexible, but we are very busy.
一早爬起来就照顾小孩子了。
Soon we wake up, I have to take care of the kids.
而我们打工者赶上班。我们打工仔，我们打工的哈要赶上班。
We are salary people, so we have to time in and time out.
以教授弹性，我们是身不由己的。
The professors are flexible working hours, but our time is very.
晚上我可以看一点点。
And I maybe can spend some time.
早上起来是几乎不可能。
The morning is impossible.
如果你说很忙不可以灵修的话。
You say that you are very busy so that you don't have time for devotion.
我们可以看看那段经文。
This verse.
就是刚才弟兄带领我们看到马可福音一章三十五前面21节到34节的经文。
So just now we read about the book of Mark chapter 1 verses 21 through 34.
因为刚才念的话我们就不再念了，就讲到加百农呢，首先在耶稣安息日里面去讲到。
So talking about when Jesus was in Capernaum and he was giving speeches.
然后就赶鬼了。
And then he cast out demons.
赶鬼以后呢，去了西门家里面就没有，就医病了。
And then he went to Simon's house and he healed.
一谁的病啊
？Whose diseases?
西门岳母嘛，哈。
So Simon's mother-in-law.
不容易医病以后就请他吃饭喽。
So after that, he had meal.
天晚娱乐时发生什么事啊
？And then what really happened?
原来全城的有误鬼被附的哈，有很多的哈。就是安德烈集团，就是西门约病人医好以后呢，晚上的时候，天晚约的时候发生什么事？所有全城的被巫鬼附的、去害病的，都到耶稣面前来跟耶稣给他治病赶鬼。
So that same evening after sunset, the whole town actually came to him. Whoever is demon possessed or sick, all came here.
所以耶稣去早晨天未亮祷告之前做了很多事，是不是？
So after Jesus prayed, he actually before the next day, Jesus woke up early to pray. Actually, he did a lot of things.
耶稣忙不忙
？Was he busy?
耶稣很忙的。
He was very busy.
耶稣忙还是你忙
？He was busy. You or Jesus?
哦，耶稣忙一点。
Jesus was really busy.
为什么耶稣忙还是那么早爬起来？你不可以早点爬起来呢
？Why is there such a busy person like Jesus? He wake up early in the morning before his bright.
老师不是这样说，耶稣是神啊。
And people said, well, Professor Quark, you're wrong, because Jesus is God.
圣经教导耶稣是全人全神。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is a whole God, and is a holy person, also human.
他除了没有罪以后，人的软弱都有的，他饿的，会累的。
Aside from not sinful at all, he is just like human beings. He can be a little bit tired, a little bit hungry.
所以这个不成借口啊。
So this is an excuse.
对，耶稣为什么呢？早爬起来，因为他很爱他的天父。
他很爱什么？
他的天父。
So the reason that Jesus woke up early in the morning is because he loves his heavenly Father.
他用最好的每天最好时间来朝拜爱他的天父。
So he uses the best time of the day to meet his heavenly Father.
弟兄姐妹，你爱天父吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you love your heavenly Father?
唱歌的说爱。
And when you sing praises, you do.
你真的爱是假爱啊
？Are you truly do you truly love Jesus？
第三个原因，为什么耶稣那么早爬起来
？The third reason that Jesus woke up early in the morning，
因为耶稣很聪明。
Jesus is wise。
他去看野旷野干什么
？What was he doing in the wilderness？
去充电，你知道
吗 ？He went to get recharged。
去充电
，he recharged。
他知道每天很忙的。
You know that he's gonna be so busy。
他每天的动力就是从那边重生的灵。
So the strength and the power of God was from God.
这个就是我的秘诀。
So this is the secret.
早上起来，用你最好的时间来亲近爱你的神。
Wake up early in the morning is the best time of the day to be close to the person who lives the
world. 当我神爱神的时候，神就自然的很多电，就充电进去了。
So you love God and you embrace God. God will charge you.
因为你的灯一定很有力量。
So you feel like you have a lot of power inside.
而最难得是说你忙而不乱。
And so then you know that you're busy but it's not chaotic.
所以听我话，早点爬起来吧。
So listen to my advice, wake up early in the morning.
你说过老师，你那么早爬起来，你考考什么
？Everybody asks me, Professor Park, what do you do waking up that early in the morning? What kind of prayers do you do?
你说我早上祷告有时候是半个小时、四十五分钟、一个小时，很快就过去了啦。
And sometimes I pray takes about half an hour, 45 minutes, or an hour, and actually time passes by fast.
那么长时间祷告什么那么多
？So for such a long time, what do you pray?
我把时间交给的所有需要放在那个清单，到时候读给耶稣听啊。
So maybe think of what I make a long list of things about.Everybody or everything that the church needs, and they just read it off to God.
早上祷告重点不是在求。
So that's another emphasis.
我们看一段经文。
Let's read verse together.
一起念一下吧。其实你的需要，神比你更清楚。
So God actually knows about your needs better than you do.
你可以求，但是不要常变大的常常求。
So you can ask, but you don't need to ask frequently.
如果早上是那么好的情绪的话，不要只是求啊求。
So especially at the best time of the day in the morning, you don't need to just keep asking and asking.
那你祷告那么久干什么
？So you pray for such a long time. What do you do with it?
因为早上祷告重点在哪里
？So what is the focus of your morning prayer?
是个赞美。
It's praise.
是拥抱爱你的神。
To embrace the God who loves you.
同在《八道福音》二十六章十节，我们一起来读一下。来，
为什么为了这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事。
大家知道这个事情吗？哦
，Do you know this story?
有一个以色列人的有个犹太人买了很多香膏的女人，然后呢，淋在耶稣身上。
A Jewish woman who brought a lot of fragrance and then she poured it on Jesus.
当时门徒在旁边怎么说啊
？And what did the disciples say right next to?
好浪费。
He said, "What a waste!"
那么多钱就买一样高的领导就没有了。
So that's a really expensive fragrance and you just use it like that.
如果我在旁边的，我是门徒，我会怎么说啊
？If I were one of the disciples right next to Jesus, what would I say?
好浪费。
I would also say that it's wasteful.
但耶稣说不要拿了一个女人。
But Jesus said, but well, just, why do you bother this woman?
这女人叫做好事来的。
This woman has done a beautiful thing.
全员呢你常有但是怎么样我不常有的。
So,
这是好事。
He said, well, you are not with me all the time, so this is a beautiful thing that she did.
而且有应许说你知道以后福音传到哪里去啊这个故事一定传到那边去。
So also, Jesus made a promise saying that wherever the gospel goes, this story of the woman also goes.
有没有兑现
Did that happen?
你现在不是听到了吗
Are you listening to it?
早上祷告重点不是求
So the focus of morning prayers is not to ask
可以求但是不要长篇大论去求
So you can ask but you have to spend a lot of time in your words to pray, to ask
早上祷告重点是在赞美跟爱神
The focus of morning prayer is to praise and to love God.
所以很多时候早起来的话，我唱一首歌，我就祷告了。祷告说，这心里运转的很舒服的。
So a lot of times I wake up in the morning and I pray to the Lord with singing, and then at that time actually, the God's love is with me, and then it really feels great.
赞美神，
敬
拜神，
we praise God.
在神的话语里面去欣赏神的话，
听我的声唱 ，to admire to experience God's words in you.
很快时间过去了
，so very quickly actually time passes.
然后呢，这个早餐就上班去了
，after breakfast it's time to work.
班好像上了油哎
，but then we feel like you're well pumped.
好顺的
，yes it feels great. Everything goes smoothly.
什么原因？充了电
，why is that? Because I'm fully charged.
你早上有没有充电
Do you charge yourself in the morning?
No.
No, you don't.
难怪你事倍功半。
No, you're ineffective.
现在我好像是推销产品的销售员。
So, do I look like a salesperson?
我需要推销一个产品叫做早上祷告给你。
So, I am actually promoting a product and that's called morning prayers.
我要你希望你买的时候，我要告诉这个产品对有什么好处。
So when I want you to buy into it, and I have to tell you the benefits of it.
有三个非常重要的早上祷告的好处。
So there's three major benefits of morning prayers.
第一个好处。
The first.
品格的改变。
You change your character.
昨天我不是分享过吗
？Did I share last night?
有一次，有个姐妹跟我说：“郭老师啊，我没有信主，也感觉自己蛮不错的。”
The sister actually went to me once and said, well, Sister Kwok, I feel pretty good about myself before I believe in Jesus.
信主以后发觉自己很多的问题。
After I believe in Jesus, I feel like I saw a lot of problems in myself.
对圣灵光照。
Because the Holy Spirit hasn't revealed it to me.
常喜欢发脾气。
And because I am short tempered.
特别喜欢跟老公发脾气。
Especially to my husband.
因为老公啊，面目可憎。
Because
I think my husband is looks at me. I pray, Lord, I don't want to get angry. Just after I pray, my husband
is here. So when I would be praying to God, my husband is here. I may not be short tempered, but as soon as my husband enters,
he is very
annoying. He looks very annoying. So when I start to be mad.
那祷告来祷告去改来改去改不了哎。
So I pray, all the time and try to change myself all the time, but I never could change.
怎么办呢
？What do I do?
我说，姐妹啊，你买我的产品。
I said, well, sister, why don't you buy my product?
早点爬起来。
Look at earlier.
用你好的时间来敬拜神。
Use your best time to worship God.
在你敬拜神的时候，拥抱渴望主耶稣。耶稣的形象会临到身上，这里都等于我排主的。
So you embrace God and praise the Lord. The image of God will be with you, so that you will take away all these problems.
你不是主耶稣，不不不，但是主耶稣的形象会临在你身上，这里等于我排主，以他自己来代替。
So you are not Jesus, don't take me wrong, but the image of Jesus will pour upon you, so that he will cast away your own self.
这也是我们这个长生的秘诀。
So this is the secret of our victorious life.
我们看看出埃及记的34:29-30.
So let's look at the book of Exodus, chapter 34.
来，一起念一下，来。
不知道自己的面皮，
大家这个事情啊，摩西在西奈山祷告很久以后下山了哈。
So this is when Moses went to Mount Sinai and then he prayed for a long time.
因为面皮发光，犹太人就很怕看他，他用这拍子遮住，就跟犹太人讲话。
So he came down here with his face was radiant. So the Jewish people are afraid. So then Moses has to use a piece of cloth to cover his face.
弟兄姊妹，这个光，摩西的光是他的吗
？So is this a real light from Moses?
是不是？是摩西的。
Is Moses light?
是谁的？
Who's that?
是耶和华神啊
！Is Jehovah God?
你朝见神多的人，脸上有什么荣光的
？So if you see God more, you actually will become radiant.
如果这个世界有大概基督徒两种分两种的
，So I think we can roughly divide Christians into two categories.
有人基督徒，他说基督徒，你说。哎，有点不像，有点不是
中山。Some kind of Christians are not quite like Christians.
有一些基督徒，他没有跟你说基督徒，你跟他讲这句话，你就知道他是基督徒。
There are some Christians do not have to tell you that they're Christians. After you have some conversations with them, you can tell that they're Christians right away.
为什么同时基督徒有两种
？So why is there two categories of Christians?
因为后者常常朝见神。有神的荣光
Because the latter meets God all the time So then they are radiant from God's image
我们这个叫做属灵的香气
So this is recorded the fragrance of spiritual life
你要吗
Do you want it?
很漂亮哦
It's very pretty
特别女孩子哦
Especially girls
你一定要买我的产品
You want to buy my products
早点爬起来
A little earlier
有神的荣光
So that you can have the glory of the Lord.
产品买我产品第二个好处是什么呢
？It's the second benefit of my product.
所以你祷告会非常有力量。
Because you pray will be powerful.
一下念一下，来。
If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
吴老师，香港是不是有个黄大仙？
Professor, so is there a 黄大仙 you know, who is kind of like a fortune teller?
活纳寺的黄大仙的招牌是怎么说的知道吗怎么招来的知道吗黄大仙说有求必应
So the title for this fortune teller is to say that whatever you ask for will be given to you
所以很多人去拜黄大仙的
So many people actually want to worship him
神似的黄大仙
Is God just like him?
凡所愿意的祈求给你们成就就是黄大仙哦
So whatever you ask for will be given to you It's kind of like him, right?
不是的前面有条件
No, because there is a condition
有没有条件
Is there a condition before that?
就回到我们刚才说是十五章第一节第五节记下去就说是说你要藏在我里面啊
Because it says you have to remain in you
我的话也藏在你里面
And the words remain in you
所以凡你所愿意的祈求就给你们成就
Therefore whatever you wish will be given to you
哦原来是没有亏的
So God actually is not doing you in any losing business
因为你藏在他里面了
Because you remain in you
神的话就藏在你里面了
And God's words will remain in you
所以祷告就按照神的话去祷告嘛
So when you pray you should pray according to God's word
你求就是他想要的东西
So whatever ask is something that God
wants
to give to you And of course God will give to you
所以弟兄姐妹为什么祷告上很弱啊
So brothers and sisters how come your prayers are weak
没有很多力量
And there's no power
因为你不明白神的
So you do not understand God's will
你方希望有个有力祷告的人生
So you want to be living a life with power prayer, powerful prayers
有一次有个教会啊牧师讲到早上祷告的好处
So one time a pastor was also talking about giving a sermon about the benefits of morning prayers
会众里面有个老妈妈很受教的
So one of the congregationThe
person members of the congregation
actually
learn
more deeply about that. So this old woman went home and she finally rise and woke up early in the morning and prays in the morning.
那过了几个礼拜，她看到牧师。
After a few weeks, and she sees the pastor.
她说：“牧师啊，你叫我早上祷告，我操练。”
She says, Pastor,You ask us to wake up early to do prayers, and I do that.
你知道过去几个礼拜，我已经很多年祷告的东西，过去几个礼拜都实现了。
And do you know that the things that I've been praying for a very long time, all happened, come true in the past few weeks?
我说赞美神。
The pastor says, praise the Lord.
老妈妈喜欢早上祷告了。
So this old woman actually likes to pray in the morning.
他下面就祷告什么呢
And after that, what did she do?
实现了祷告什么呢
So everything that she asked for has been done for her. So what else will she
除了唱的时候还祷告什么呢
So besides praising the Lord, what else will she be praying?
神给他一个感动。
So God gave her a vision.
他看到教会里有很多慕道朋友。
She knows that there's many seekers in the church.
很久都没有信主了。
So it's been a long time. The seekers are still seekers.
但是神啊，好不好？也感动我们教会有一些恩赐传福音的弟兄姐妹，跟他们代表传福音信主。
So she prays for those who are at church are able to spread the gospel effectively to go over to these seekers and spread the gospel to them.
她祷告几个礼拜。
She prayed this for a few weeks.
看到牧师。
She sees the pastor.
跟牧师说。
And she says.
牧师，这次不灵了。
She says, my prayer is not powerful anymore.
我祷告好几个礼拜，都没有弟兄姐妹去跟他们传福音，他们还没有信主。
And I pray about this for good brothers and sisters to spread the gospel to the seekers for a few weeks, but nobody does that.
牧师说，没问题，但你去传福音吧。
The pastor says, well, it's not a problem because you can do that.
我特别特别不会传福音的，我祷告不传福音的。
And this old man said that, well, I know how to pray, but I don't know how to spread the gospel.
试试看。
The pastor said, why don't you try?
老妈妈很受教的，就是硬着头皮打电话给牧道朋友。
So this old man took the advice and then she said to call the seekers.
我可以叫你看看你吗？当然可以啊，老妈妈在教会很有名声的。
So I can come and take visit you, and then people all accepted it.
老妈妈去了牧道家。
So the old woman went to the seeker's house.
叮
叮叮
叮哈！牧道朋友打开门。
So the seeker's door opens the door.
他说：“某某某啊，我来看你哦。”
He said that, "Well, so and so, I'm here to visit you."
我是 来跟你传福音。
I'm here to spread the gospel.
原来我已经为你祷告很久了。
Do you know that I've been praying for you for a long time?
派人来可以跟传福音。
I pray for someone to spread the gospel to
you. 没人来。
But nobody came.
不需要我来。
The pastor wants me to come.
我都不懂得传福音。
But I don't know how to spread the gospel.
我就希望你信主而已。
But I just want you to believe in Jesus.
这个慕道朋友流泪。
So I have this seeker just start crying.
祷告接受神。
And this person prayed and accepted the Holy Spirit.
不是一个，好几个都是。
There was one, the several of them.
祷告出来的能力。
So this is the power of prayers.
大家有没有听过中国早晨五点钟？
So have you guys ever heard about 5 o'clock in the morning in China?
是真的，很多国内弟兄姊妹一早就爬起来。
This is real. Really happened in China.
他们洗刷以后呢，还没有吃早餐，就在过去客厅里面，就为中国祷告，为教会祷告。
So brothers and sisters, we woke up 5 o'clock in the morning after the brushing their teeth and the before breakfast, they kneel down together and they pray for China.
往往一个小时就过去。
So the quicker an hour passes.
难怪中国现在福音大增，很多人信主。
Well, that's why gospel is spread very quickly.
就大家准备用膝盖来服侍神。
So these brothers and sisters actually serve God with their knees.
你在哪里？
Where?
早上祷告的最后的原因，最好的好处是什么呢？
The third reason or the best benefit from morning prayers.
你想念一下来。
Sake, I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain.
Who said this?
保罗
嘛，保罗在属于是拿两个 PhD 的，很有学问的。
The possible modern standard, he actually has 2 PhDs.
保罗说：“这些我都不要了 ，PhD 不要了。
”So the more I forsake my PhD degrees.
因为我找到最好的东西。
Because I find better things better than that.
好像我有容器啊，有容器的，容易的东西的话，我就丢掉了。
Just like I'm a vessel, if I find better things to contain, then I throw away
my stuff. 要装一个东西最好的。
So because I'm a vessel, I'm going to contain the best.
最好东西是什么
？What's the best thing?
耶稣基督
the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，早上祷告最重要的原因是什么？
So what's the most important reason or benefit of morning prayers?
是没有原因。
Is there no reason?
它本身就是目的。
Because the act itself is the reason.
万有都是神创造的。
Because everything is created by God.
你脱去神去找万有，就是虚空，就是不。
If you forsake God and to seek everything else, and that's empty, that's nothing.
你抓住神就开始什么事情，小的事情、大的事情，你感觉到神的美，在这里享受神，你得到生命的至宝。
So if you start with everything with God, then you can enjoy the body of God.
所以早上祷告最终原因是没有。
So the most important reason to do morning prayers is no reason.
它本身就是目的。
Because it itself is the reason.
接下来要跟大家分享一个见证。
For conclusion, I would like to share a testimony.
有一次有个大会，是一个营会。
One time at a retreat.
有很多传道牧师一起参与这个营会。
Ministers and pastors came to join this retreat.
年轻人来往这个老牧师谈话的，发觉老牧师很有亲和力量，跟他谈话好像跟神谈话一样。
So if you feel like one of the pastors is older, but then you feel like when you have conversations with him, you feel very comfortable, you feel like you're speaking to God.
就问老牧师，你的属灵秘诀在哪里
？So people ask him, what is the secret of your spiritual growth?
老牧师说，我现在我们大会有很多项目，那有一天我们项目完以后，我可以跟你分享啊。
And the old pastor said that well, there's many programs in the conference right now, so after the conference, I will share with you.
又有一天，年轻传道等了很久了，哦，真的项目完了，大会完，他们就在客厅里面、大会里面，如果大会的 客厅里面坐在那边等老牧师的分享。
So the few young pastors nearby us after the conference, they all went to the lobby to wait for the old pastor to share his secret.
外面是冰天雪地，但是里面有火炉，非常温暖。
So it's not really cold outside, but then there in the lobby there's a fireplace. There's a warm room.
老牧师就说了。
So the old pastor told us.
我在牧会四十几年了。
So I've been pastoring for 40 more than 40 years.
刚出来的时候。借着神的名，每天白天去常常服侍神。
So the first study before God's name, I serve the Lord.
晚上回家的时候，我孩子就那蹦蹦跳跳。我本来想灵修看圣经，没时间，他们很乱，吵得很多，我就不安心可以看圣经。
When I went down and I went back home and my kids are there and they make a lot of noise, so I couldn't find time to do devotion.
搞得我很累。
So I was very tired.
有一次灵机一动。
So one time I thought of something.
Hey, 8
o'clock. Then I go to bed at 8 o'clock.
给太太去管他们。
So I let my wife to take care of the kids.
那他们总是要睡的哦。
And so eventually go to sleep.
他们睡了以后，我两点钟爬起来。
So after they all went to bed, I woke up 2 o'clock in the morning.
在窗户旁边，一个桌子里面坐下来就灵修了。
So I did my devotion by the window.
我的发觉这样就很好哎。
And I thought this is great.
就养成这个早上灵修的时间了。
So I had a habit of doing devotion in the morning.
有一天早上，他就灵修到九点。
One morning, he did a devotion.
诗篇的103章第一节。
So he didn't have this, you know, this Bible that's in Psalm 103, verse 1.
你想念一下来。
耶和华。
我的心里要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inner spirit, praise His holy name.
杨牧师对原文希伯来是有研究的。
So this old pastor actually he knows about Hebrew.
这称颂是什么呀
？So what is mean by praise?
原文是祝福的意思啊。
So originally in Hebrew it means to bless.
他就问什么灵修要跟神大佬都要讲话的嘛？他说。什么？我怎么可能祝福你啊？只有你祝福我，怎么可以？人怎么去祝福神啊
？So this is devotion. He talked to God, and he said, "Well, God, how do I bless you? You're the God. You're supposed to be blessing me."
他祷告很就说：“哎，突然神就一个箭头就在这飘过去了。
”So I see this praying about that an image passed through his mind.
什么箭头啊？就是有一次啊，他人拿着过来抱他的箭头哎。
And then when he saw he reflected on an image that.One time, two of his kids actually ran up to him and embraced him.
他说我明白了。
And he said, "Well, now I understand.
我可以祝福神的。
I can bless God."
那孩子是我生的吗
？So while the kids are from me,
公司、教学、吃饭都是我钱给他的。
So whatever they need, the expenses and everything are all from me.
孩子可以来祝福我。
So can the kids bless me? They can bless me.
我会过来抱抱爸爸就好了。
They can hug me.
弟兄姊妹，你可以祝福神的。
So brothers and sisters, you can also bless God.
拥抱你的主。
Embrace your Lord.
爱你的神。
Love your God.
因为耶稣是你最知心的朋友。
Because Jesus is your best friend.
老牧师分享到这一点的时候。
So when the old pastor shares about this point,
其实年轻传道人再忍不住了。
So all these young pastors, they couldn't hold themselves anymore.
他一口气跑到旅馆外面。
So this young pastor just ran all the way to the door of the hotel lobby.
没有穿外衣。
And he did. And he ran outside. But
in 冰天雪地里面。
So in this cold weather,
大喊说
，He shouted out,
主耶稣，主耶稣，原谅我。
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, forgive me.
我每天在这里面去服侍很多。
Every day, through your name, I serve you.
但是我忘记最重要是什么。
However, I forsake one most important thing.
是来拥抱你。
Is to embrace you.
因为你是我最知心的朋友。
Because you are my best friend.
他喊了整天晚上。
So he shouted for the whole night.
没有着凉。
We didn't get a cold.
虽然是没有外衣。
Although he didn't have a coat on.
因为他心是火红红的。
However, the inside was hot.
从那天开始。
So from that day on,
灵修传道的侍奉就起飞了，上去。
The young pastor's ministry has taken off.
我是葡萄树。
I am the vine.
你是枝子。
You are the branches.
藏在我里面的，我也藏在他。
He will remain in me, I remain in him.
这就多结果子。
So this person will bear fruit.
因为离了我，你就不能做事。
Because apart from me, you cannot do anything.
因为我是对最知心的朋友。
Because I am your best friend.
下面好不好？请我们姐妹出来弹一下，我们带你唱一首歌。
Can you please come and help us? We sing this praise together.
弟兄姐妹，我相信你懂得这首歌。如果可以背的话，你不要看。就从心里面去看，唱给耶稣听。如果忘记的话，偷看两个两眼没关系哈。
Okay, so if you're familiar with the song, you can memorize it. Just sing with your eyes closed.
用你的心唱给耶稣听。来，
主，你是我最真心的朋友。主，你是我最亲爱的伴侣，我的心在天天追想着你，渴望见到你的美，在我人生的每一个台阶，在我人生的每一个小站，你的灵从此在牵拉着我，把我带在你身边，告诉我当走的路，你有花香是与我航线，你还何等地穿过深港，我心发出惊叹，有了主还要什么，我心与主心相连，我一去是要跟随主，永不改变。
再来一次，
主，你是我最真心的朋友，主，你是我最亲的伴侣，我的心在天天追想着你，渴望见到你的美，在我人生的每一个台阶，在我人生的每一个小餐，你的手总是在缠拉着我，把我带在你身边，告诉我当走的路，没有花香是与我航线，你还何等地尝过深刻，要出还要什么，我心已出心相连，我一去是要跟随主，永不改变，我一去是要跟随
together.
主耶稣原谅我们。
Lord Jesus, forgive us.
忙啊忙。
We're busy.
很多我们很干枯。
I have a few dry.
事倍功半。
Yes, we're dry.
我们常常埋怨你。
And we complain all the time.
神你很遥远哦。
Lord, you're so far away.
其实不是你遥远。
Lord, it's because Lord, you're not far away.
是我们很遥远。
It's because we are far away.
帮助我们。
Help us.
早点爬起来。
a little earlier.
用最好的时间来拥抱你。
Use the best time of the day to embrace you.
不是为了什么的目的。
It's not because of a certain reason.
因为你就是我最私心的朋友。
And it's just because you are our best friend.
以上祷告。
We pray this.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.